Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've had a lot of bands here on Metal Shop in the past, and we've had managers, we've had tour managers, we've had bookers, we've had promoters, but we've never had a rock photographer up here. And it's very cool. If you go to any shows in the Seattle or the Northwest or Portland, pretty much if you go to any rock shows, you'll see this dude. He's got crazy colored hair, a big beard, and his name is Neil Lim Sang, and he's taken amazing photographs of all the metal bands that you love. So we're going to ask him some questions. First off, thanks for coming up, brother.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It's awesome. You are a friend of the show, and you all recently went on a little trip with In Flames, and Ryan and Ian got to hang out with you in Portland.
Yeah, man. We owe you one for hooking that up. That was insane.
It's all good, guys.
Well, let's just jump right into it, Neil. How did you get into photography, and more specifically, metal photography?
Well, it's been a long road, but I've been taking photos for quite a while, and I was in the scene for a bit. And I was always taking photos with, like, little point-and-shoots, and I was with In Flames for a long time, and we were going out on Ozfest in 2005, so I decided to actually invest in an SLR, and I was going to be shooting daily, so I figured I might as well try to take a foray and make this something real.
Yeah, man. How did you end up getting hooked up with In Flames? How did that come to be?
Well, my real day job, I do visual effects and animation for film and television. So back in the day, I was working for Industrial Light and Magic, which is George Lucas's company.
Well, no big deal, no big deal.
just slight name drop.
That's how it is.
It's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, and the guys, the In Flames guys are really huge Star Wars fans. So I'd been friends with a lot of people at their record company, and they put them in touch with me. And first person that emailed me was Peter, the bass player, and Anders, and we'd struck up an email conversation, and we met in April of 2002 when they came through San Francisco, where I was living at the time, and we really hit it off well, and I did two shows with them. I did San Francisco and went down to LA with a lot of people, and yeah, the rest is history, I guess.
That is awesome, man. Who have been some of your photography like ideals? Like, what have been some of the best photos that you've taken, and some of the best shows you've ever done?
The best shows I've done?
Yeah.
It's like, wow, Ozfest was amazing. Just recently, I ended 2016 with Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Woo!
At the Key Arena.
They made a lot of money off that tour. I just saw how much money they made.
Yeah.
Woo!
Those guys are amazing live. It's something very different, and it's really great. I love going out with In Flames. They've been friends and family for so many years.
Totally.
So it's been a lot of fun. So.
And you don't just do metal. I mean, obviously, you just said Trans-Siberian Orchestra, but I see you doing a lot of like classic rock shows. Do you ever do like hip-hop shows or anything like that, or is it just rock?
I've been doing I've been offered to do some hip-hop shows, but it's a matter of schedule. I've
sure.
done a lot of country this summer,
okay,
which was really good. It's something very different, and it just keeps me on my toes, like something out of the norm and out of my comfort zone, really.
Yeah.
So when you were first trying to figure out how everything worked, who were some of the people that you looked up to, like some of your idols?
Well, when I was growing up, it's always like reading my old like Metal Edge and Circus magazines. So
sure.
Seeing photos from Niels Lausauer, Mark Weiss, Glenn LaFerman, Ross Halflin, like those guys are the quintessential rock photographers that have been around for a long time and really just shaped the industry.
And it's really wild to think that how many people out there just have not heard these names, and they've just grown up with their pictures on the walls, you know?
Yeah, it's very, very different these days.
Definitely, man. It's awesome that you've been up here, man. We're going to play a band that we were just talking about, In Flames. You met them because you were affiliated with Star Wars. They were big Star Wars nerds, and now it's just one big family with going on tour with In Flames and everything. It's so cool.
Thank you.
So cool. So we're going to play a song that you requested, Cloud Connected. Any reason why you wanted to play this one?
They played me a demo of this song a long, long time ago before the record came out, and when it finally came out, I was blown away because I remembered that riff. It was so, so memorable to me. So
that's awesome.
Really cool.
All right, some In Flames. We got Neil Lim Sang in studio. Give us a call, 206-421-ROCK. If you have any questions or you want some advice for rock photography, it's Metal Shop on the Rock. Now we have a man in studio, Neil Lim Sang. He is a rock photographer by night. He is an incredible designer by day. And he's just a badass. So there's a connection between that. Not only is there a connection between him and In Flames, as he has toured with them, he's good friends with them, but also kind of similar with Gojira. You've toured with Gojira, and I saw you were hanging out with them like pretty much all up and down the West Coast this past past spring?
Yeah, it was just in October. I was out with them right after I got off Monsters of Rock, and we did about a week, and got dropped off back here in Seattle. And those guys are great, really good friends.
That is awesome. So how did you get in contact with Gojira? I know you said through In Flames was the kind of the Star Wars connection. Was it similar with Gojira?
Yes, indeed. It was through In Flames again. We did In Flames took them out on a tour for full European and a full American tour in 2008. So we were on the road for about 4 months together. And
so you went to Europe with In Flames?
Yes, I've toured Europe and North America with them.
That is incredible.
So we were together with Gojira, and those guys are just amazing and so brutal live. So it was fantastic, and it's just amazing to see how big they've gotten and how much hard work they've put into it, and 2 Grammys. Like, wow.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
Right. So, man, I got a question for you. Since you've gone and toured with all these bands and done all these really cool things, what is one of the biggest moments that stood out for you? Like one of the biggest, oh, holy crowd moments, you know?
Well, there's a couple things I can't really say on the air.
All right, let's keep it FCC friendly.
But the reality is, I think like Ozfest was a great moment. I was shooting Iron Maiden at Ozfest, and that's when they 2005 when they had that famous egging incident. And
oh yeah,
I was beside one of my rock idols and our photographers, and I just captured some moments with Iron Maiden getting egged, and that was one of those, wow, that's a crazy moment that I will always remember.
Man,
damn.
That's wild. I remember when that happened.
Yeah. And he was there, taking
it
all those photos.
Insane.
Do you have any advice for people that are trying to get into music photography, that are just getting into it and see your photos and are like, damn, how do I do that?
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it. Okay, all right.
It's not what you think it is. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of a lot of networking. I would honestly tell people to like really try to get out there and try to meet people. Take care of your local security, because they've got your back when you're in that pit and you're trying to get that shot, and you don't see that flying person coming over that's going to take you out. So be cool to everyone, I think, and just really
stick with the selfies unless you want to do some actual work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome, man. So how do we find you online? Because I know you, it's big. Social media is a big part of photography these days.
I'm on Instagram, N Lim Sang, and I have a Facebook page, Lim Sang Photography. So that's
Lim Sang, LimSang.
Yes, Lim Sang Photography.
Well, you're part of a pretty big event that's kind of becoming a thing here in the Pacific Northwest. You want to dive into that a little bit?
I've gotten involved with a group called Rock Out ALS.
Oh yes, oh yes.
They've been around for quite a while, and we just got our nonprofit status here, and we're putting together some really cool plans for 2017, and one is a big rock auction of really cool memorabilia to raise money for ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease. So,
man, that's pretty awesome. It's really nice to see people giving back, you know?
Rock music has done so much for me and helped me when I was a kid because my father passed away from ALS, so it really helped me deal with a lot of things, and it took me a long time to figure out how to give back, and I've been in the scene for a while and have quite a few friends that are able to help out. So when I met Rock Out ALS guys, it was really something that really moved me to actually give back and finally be able to deal with a lot of things, and it's been great.
That's awesome, man. So it's all come full circle.
Yes, it has.
Very, very cool. Well, we're gonna play some Gojira now. Thanks for your time, Neil.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Dude, awesome, man. Neil Lim Sang, you can check him out. Is it Lim Sang?
Yes, it is.
At Lim Sang. So check that out on Instagram, on Facebook. Hit him up. Show him appreciation. Show him you heard him on Metal Shop. and stroke his beautiful beard.
Don't touch the beard!
It's Gojira Toxic Garbage Island, his homies from Tour. It's Metal Shop.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.